Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
If someone gives you a last minute gift, do you now have to get them one too?
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Ah, yes, the holidays. 'Tis the best of times. Was the worst of times. I think Santa Claus said that, wouldn't he?
Gift giving etiquette can be just confusing.
Everything with the holidays is confusing. It is such a stressful time, man. If you don't believe me, go to the Arundel Mills Mall on a Saturday. Like, my nervous system hasn't calmed down. That was 2 weekends ago.
But that's why I need to figure this out, because like everyone's out getting stuff and it's crazy.
Yeah.
So if someone pulls like a last minute surprise thing, I'm like, oh crap. Now yeah. I got to fit that into my schedule because I got to go pick something up.
Yeah, there's not a minute left. Christmas is here. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's here. Welcome to Nieces Know Best. If you've never done one of these with us before, Jess, what is this?
I'm really close to my family. All my family's on the West Coast. And so once a week I chat with my niece, Maya. She is 11. And we just talk about different things that are going on in my life. And currently, I kind of have like a gift-giving dilemma.
What actually happened here?
Well, it's just like I received a last-minute gift from someone that I didn't know that maybe like our friendship was on that level because we've never exchanged gifts before.
Yeah.
So it was just not something I was expecting. And so now I'm like, okay, do I need to give something back?
If someone gives you a last minute gift, do you have to get them one too? But here's the thing. This person has never gotten me a gift before, which is why I didn't get them anything. So now that they have surprised me with one, does that change the rules? Like, am I suddenly obligated to buy them something because they started this gift exchange?
So whenever someone gets you a gift, you know, you could just receive it. You could just say thank you and move on. You don't have to get them anything or anything, but in my opinion, I think it'll be polite to get them something back because that's what Christmas is for. It's not for getting, it's for giving.
Yes, you're right. A considerate queen. We love that.
Thank you.
Love you.
I love you too.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, wow. That's an aggressive Merry Christmas. I mean, I feel like we've gotten so overboard with who we give gifts to. Like, do we have to really give gifts to everybody?
But I mean, that's the thing. And that's why I wanted to get her just like unapologetic, very like transparent opinion on like what she would say. Because I feel like during the holidays, at least for me, I have things planned out. Like I have a list of people that I'm like getting things for. So it's when I kind of get a curveball, especially when something I'm not like expecting, I automatically go into like panic mode of, oh, crap. I didn't know that we've leveled up. I wasn't aware, and I want to be polite, and I want to get you something, too.
I think, though, here's the problem. If somebody does give you a gift, you have to give them something back.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, if not, it really turns into, like, a statement. Does it not?
And I guess that was just, like, their also statement of, this is where we are now in our friendship. So, like, get up to speed. Do you get what I'm saying?
Am I wrong? Am I wrong in that? Like, is that a wrong statement to make? I mean, I think it has to be, like, a dance. It has to literally be a dance that, like, both of you guys are like, we're just not doing this. And then once you guys both just say, like, we're not doing this, then it's fine. But if one person crosses that barrier, unfortunately, you're both in.
Yeah.
And you both just have to keep on doing the dance. And
yeah, like, I'm dancing. I'm fully on the floor.
I don't even know how it just stops, but, like, it just stops.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Until it just does. Like, you and I used to give gifts, and we stopped giving gifts. And I don't even know how we stopped giving gifts. We just did.
Yeah.
Why did we? We just did.
I don't know. I think we gave each other gifts the first year, and then after that, we were like, okay, that was it. So it was only year
maybe
one.
Maybe something a little bit, but there's just some friends where it's just like, it's just unnecessary.
But you know
like
why, though? So year one, when we got here 5 years ago, it was like, before that, we hadn't been around each other. So it's like when we were around each other again, it was almost kind of like, oh, well, we probably should get each other gifts. And then after year one, it was just like, no, it's fine.
Do we have
it's like back to normal at like being at work.
Do you feel like we have to do gifts, you and I?
No, not at all.
Charlotte, do you feel like we have to do gifts?
No, I think they're fun though.
Charlotte feels like we have to do gifts.
Yeah, we can get her one.
No, I didn't say we had to.
No, there was a tone. No, it just your tone said everything. And it's important.
But I feel like...
I think it's important to know who and who you don't have to do gifts with. Like, to me, gifts don't mean... like, they literally mean nothing, but to some people, they do.
Right.
To some people, they do.
Yeah.
And so, like, to you, they mean something. And it doesn't matter what you just said. Did anyone else hear that? Did anyone else,
but that's okay.
No,
I think...
but I'm not saying I need them. I'm saying I might want to give them.
And
but
that's the thing.
But if you give, then we have to give you something back. Is that the official? Can we all agree to that? If someone gives you a gift, you're in. And like that's a gift-giving friend. But I think that you should be able just to have that agreement with a friend especially. Like, no gifts is fine. Everybody still loves one another. It's fine. Like, it's not a big deal. But if somebody gives you the gift, you have to give a gift back until it just somehow fades out.
Yeah, because we got a text right now. Instead of giving them a gift back, wouldn't it be more appropriate or nicer to give them a gift in the future when they least expect it from you?
Well, yeah.
But at that point, I feel like I'm late.
I know. And then they think you're an a-hole.
Yeah.
You don't have something. It's,
so
it's a very stressful process.
I feel like I just kind of have to hop on to it.
Yeah. All right. There's nieces, no best. We solved nothing.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.